I live in Nashville, and I've heard a lot of flood stories. You know, people being out of town when the rains hit, or hordes of people showing up with blow dryers to save an elderly couple's lifetime of old family photos. But the story of Derry King surprised me. It surprised me by just how far one man went to save a neighborhood institution. The story starts on that first day of the flood. Before the water reached most people, the creek next to Derry King was starting to rise.
I'm Jeff Jones. I'm the current owner of the Derry King.
So Jeff goes down to check the water level at the creek.
There's a fishing hole down there where people fish, and there's a guardrail, which is how I've judged water for 40 years. I've watched this creek get up really high. I've watched it go down.
Derry King has been in Jeff's family since 1970 and has been in the neighborhood since the 50s.
And I made my run down there, and I said, It's getting up pretty quick. It's pouring like crazy. I better go arrange for trucks. So I tried to make it over to Ryder off of Polk Avenue before 12 o'clock. Didn't get there because I couldn't get there. The water was coming down faster. It was just, I had never seen so much water. And I said, well, yeah, we're going to get it this time.
Jeff had one of his sons put up a post on Facebook asking for help. Both of his sons show up back at the restaurant with two U-Haul trucks.
Within about an hour, I probably had 50 people here. So we started evacuating, and I was just, you know, going and getting appliances. Ice cream machine weighs about 600, 800 pounds, and these guys just picked it up, put it in a truck. And so I couldn't disconnect appliances faster than people were getting them out.
They made a human chain from the restaurant to the end of the parking lot, which was up on a hill.
So we were still, you know, ankle deep. Knee deep in water, above knee deep in water, and rising. And we were still getting stuff off the higher shelves. And finally, the fire department came back. You need to evacuate the building, you know. So the firemen ran us out. And so on my way, I went into the office, my little 6-foot by 3-foot office I had in there.
Jeff grabs his last personal possessions out of his office. He grabs family recipes, his dad's old phone book, turns around, and walks out of Derry King. In the rain, just keeps on coming down. To understand what happens next, we need to go back to the past. Derry King is located in the Woodbine neighborhood of Nashville. It's actually my neighborhood, just a little shout out. And in 1951, the Derry King was built.
Spring will be a little late.
It was a blatant copy of Dairy Queen. Burgers, fries, shakes, you get it. And in those days after World War II, the neighborhood was bustling with young kids. So behind Dairy King, up goes Skateland. It was an outdoor skating rink. And next to that, a mini golf course called Wee Tee Golf.
This was a jumping spot, no doubt about it. It was a cheap date. You could come down and have a milkshake for 50 cents, 75 cents a dollar for the Wee Tee Golf.
So in 1970,
Dudley P. Jones Sr.
bought the Dairy King.
I'm the daddy rabbit.
Yeah, that's just dad. But he bought it at a time when the climate in the neighborhood was starting to shift. Actually, you know, forget the neighborhood. We're talking the whole country. We're talking fast food. Down the road on Murfreesboro Pike, fast food restaurants move in. Americans no longer had to get out of their car for their food. Dairy King's business tanks. Skateland had closed just before Dudley bought the place, and Wee Tee Golf closed shortly after Dudley took the reins. The Joneses have to change or die. So Jeff's mom started cooking Southern comfort food alongside their burgers and fries. It became a meat and three. You know, one meat with three vegetable sides. One of those sides usually being macaroni and cheese. So business levels off, but it never gets to where it used to be. Ice cream cones keep getting sold, and Jeff buys the place from his dad in 2000. That's 10 years before the flood. And Jeff had high hopes for the place. He was going to rebuild the golf course, repave the skating rink. He was going to make it like it used to be back in the day. He just needed money. And he would have it once he paid off his mortgage. So he chipped away month by month, year by year, for a decade. He was 14 payments away, less than a year from paying it off, when the rain started to fall. Now, the flood was destructive, but to Jeff, it just seemed like part of what he signed up for. Having a tiny building so close to a creek, he wasn't panicked.
we'd been through it once before. We had been through it in 1979. 1979, we came in here with a bunch of people, and we cleaned this place up, and we hosed it out, and we bleached it down, and we put heaters in there and dried it out, and painted the walls, put a floor down, and we were open in 10 days. We didn't even apply for permit. And people came to me, how long do you think it's gonna be before you're back in business? And I said, well, I'm gonna have to do a little construction, so I'd say 4 weeks if Metro Codes allows me.
So Jeff got busy gutting the place. He got to the point where he was ready to put in electric, the point where he needed a permit.
And I went down to get the permit, and I couldn't get a permit.
Essentially, FEMA wasn't going to insure something in the floodplain, so the city wasn't going to let Jeff rebuild.
After a couple of days of grieving and shock, my younger brother was with me and tried to talk me through it.
Jeff had a near worthless piece of property that he still had to make mortgage payments on, not to mention that he now had no income. He had a decision to make. He needed to sell the property, but then, does he get out, cut his losses, or find a new building and keep Dairy King going?
So we immediately started looking for properties, and we didn't wait for Metro. We just kind of, I knew that they weren't going to give me a permit.
A mile down the road was a building that used to be an old neighborhood pharmacy. He fills out the paperwork, gets a loan, and starts to reinstate Dairy King.
It was still such a heartache. I was so close to being debt-free, which is what you strive for. And now, when I had to go down the street and buy a building and build a restaurant and pay off this loan, I'm pushing $1 million debt. So that's the swing that I went from, I went from being almost out of debt to $1 million in debt. So I don't look good on paper anymore. I used to look really good on paper, but not anymore.
So remember when Jeff was evacuating the old Dairy King building? He was grabbing stuff off his shelves like
my dad's old phone book and recipes and put them in a box. And when I came out the door, you won't believe it.
Everyone that showed up to help Jeff was standing on the hillside. They were applauding.
And I just gave him a thumbs up because we had sure saved a lot.
Pictures line the wall of the new building. There's one of the old skating rink, the first and second flood, the old golf course. Jeff's old high school football jersey is hanging up. And even though there's now a city park where Jeff wanted to rebuild the skating rink and golf course, it's clear how invested he is in this community. I got a chance to walk with Jeff by the creek down by where the old building used to be.
There we got a couple of ducks. That's always cool to see. In the middle of the city, you can get some great wildlife still. It's a great little stream, and there's no doubt about it. To be in the middle of a city,
it's quite a compliment for a stream that flooded your business.
You know what? Yeah, it's Mother Nature. I can't say anything bad about Mother Nature. After going through a flood in 1979, I bought the property, so, it's a gamble. But we got 31 good years out of it. And due to the legacy that my parents started, I'm able to continue. We're just a little bit further down the road.
For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Jacob Lewis.